heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Welcome back.
Then pealed the bell.
Little extended musical interlude there. Christmas style. Hopefully that's not a bad thing. So it is Road Warrior Radio. This is the top of the third hour of today's broadcast, this Thursday, December 19th, 2019. And in uniquely, perhaps uniquely Road Warrior Radio fashion, Patrick Henry's words to Archibald Blair, his letter to Archibald Blair, January 8, 1799. I'm reminded of this time of year too. The great pillars of all government and of social life, virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, Patrick Henry wrote, and this alone that renders us invincible. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed, so long as our manners and principles remain sound. There is no danger. And when I think of these words, particularly in this sort of context, but really not uniquely, perhaps, I'm also reminded of the 6 points, particularly as Nesta Webster, and this, I feel bad. This is like sullying the snow, you know, the pristine snow, the sun glistening on pristine snow. I don't want to do that. But, you know, it reminds me of the juxtaposition of Nesta Webster, for example, writing about the 6 points that came to light as a result of Robeson's, John Robeson's proofs of a conspiracy. A simple formula, the aims of a certain group of folks, be summarized in the following 6 points: the abolition of monarchy and of all ordered government, abolition of private property, abolition of inheritance, abolition of patriotism, abolition of the family, i.e. marriage and all morality, and the institution of the communal education of children. Last but not least, the abolition of all children. These are the 6 points of a certain nefarious interest group. And it's interesting that though, you know, it's become the subject of much controversy and conjecture, nonetheless, these 6 points seem to have been on the rise over the last 100 years since Nesta Webster's World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, was published. And, you know, and the many more years since John Robeson's Proofs of a Conspiracy was published. So, as she put it, it is extraordinary how in the light of Illuminism, many things that are happening today, which appear at first inexplicable, become clear as daylight. For not only Do the 6 points of Weishaupt form the exact program of the Revolutionary Party in England? And obviously that ripples out. Compliments of, you know, a la the Fabians and so on. Rhodes Milner, you know, the kindergartens, et cetera, et cetera. But it would hardly be an exaggeration to say that every device now employed by it can be traced back to the code of, you know, this nefarious group. Anyway, keeping these things in mind, it's all the more important to remain eternally vigilant, maintain eternal vigilance, as Andrew Jackson put it. And, you know, what Patrick Henry, I can imagine someone as astute and sensitive to the intrigues of the day as a Patrick Henry. You can imagine that perhaps this is the kind of subject that's in view, at least as a backdrop. To the phones before we continue, Murren, Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. And thank Larry, too. If you wouldn't mind, yeah, if you could post the links. I found Christmas on the Rappahannock, but mm-hmm, I probably haven't searched diligently enough to find the others. But and you're really, really turning me around, even up here in this beautiful nature. And aside from what Richard surmised, I'm enjoying God's creation. I'm not worshiping it.
Yeah.
And it changes by the minute. Every time I'm walking around, doesn't matter, different minute, different day, the shadows are different, everything's different and alive and pretty wonderful. But and when you said about snow, I was thinking how, yeah, the don't want to put any New York snow in there, but then right away came to mind a few years ago, someone had sent me a Periscope, and they were using GoPro, and I think it was to Sinatra music. But there was a fellow that this, New York City was on lockdown because they had like 2 feet of snow or more. And he was on skis, and, you know, there were shots from all over the place, you know, and he's skiing through New York City. And it was really, really fun and uplifting. You know, at one point the police do a little beep from the car, and he stops and talks to them a minute, and off he goes again, you know. I mean, no one's going anywhere anyway, so it was,
yeah,
it was pretty fun. So even in New York City, it's not always nasty snow. So
yeah, absolutely.
And I'm really enjoying this. You're turning my frame of mind around it. You know, like I said, up here, and it's so beautiful, and I don't have symbols. So I hate to see how people that have to keep up the daily grind in the midst of all that can't have a mindset to change, to think of how it could be and how it really is. You know, because I don't know, back when there was TV around and there was someone around, and the news would say, oh, you know, we have to increase the budget and blah, blah, blah. And I can't figure out why that is. And I'm just starting to wake up right at that time, and I'm stomping my feet saying, war, it's stupid. I don't know anybody that wants war. Why do we have war? You know? And I think
absolutely,
if we all got that mindset, we could get out of it. And on the other hand,
yeah,
this president, with all his, you know, showing off the dress, you know, the dress uniforms and everything, and the thing on 4th of July and all that, because there is, it gives these soldiers hope. You know, a couple, 3 years ago, they did a study and questioned why they had these suicidal thoughts, you know, besides all the medicine and electroshock for it and depression. And they said it's,
yeah,
they don't have any hope. They didn't see any,
yeah,
end to all this.
Yeah.
And I think we're trying to see an end to this. And then, Johnny DeLiris there on Republic Broadcasting, he was saying that hope is a molecule, that they found a molecule. And,
yeah,
and it really is, it, you know, we can heal each other even at a distance through prayer and mm-hmm, this loving kindness. And you wonder, you know, because whatever's going on in the physical, whatever we accept is going on and we push all the negative energy, it increases everywhere in the metaphysical, too. And it got me thinking about the all these autistic children that it was, what, 1 in 10,000? Now it's 1 in 36? So that's in the frequency. That's in the airwaves everywhere. But then I read a thing about a mother and her little autistic child, and they were both having their hearing tested. And long after she couldn't hear anymore, the little boy kept raising his hand. He could hear these very low frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, you know, this is what it is, and this is teaching us something, you know? And I think that energy is trying to be taken.
Yeah. And, we can, you know,
redirect it.
Yeah, and that's that's a discussion that I think gets misunderstood and misinterpreted by a lot of folks. But there is a reality to that, and even bad guys know, so to speak. I mean, that's when I think of that, I think about again, not to devolve into too far down that path, but things like the externalization of the hierarchy and the received work of Alice Bailey, credited to Alice Bailey, and how that kind of thing, plays into a remaking of the world, and how those sorts of things that most people would not, they would consider, they would eschew probably, how seriously some folks take it, I guess, is how I would summarize without...
I'm missing something there. How seriously they take it in a negative sense, or...
No, how seriously, when Alice Bailey writes about, talking about the truce. I mean, there's that passage in the externalization of the hierarchy that I mentioned from time to time. Again, I don't want to...
divert to give that.
that too
give
much.
That any power. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. Just the...
So take the Bible. Take Jesus Christ's word sincerely and deeply instead. That's what I'm finding.
Well, here's what... Absolutely. Let me just to, make the point. I mean, if you're saying I'm not sure, then there might be others. I mean, I'll just leave it at this. When I think of, again, folks can go to the Oracle Illusion, the Wikipedia entry for Alice Bailey, and see what I'm talking about. Under bibliography, you have two sections, credited to Alice Bailey and credited to Alice Bailey alone. Most people would say, what does that mean? Well, the works credited to Alice Bailey, on the Wikipedia entry, it says, works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received, quote-unquote, work. And so she was in a trance-like state, scribbling furiously, and, take that for whatever it's worth, folks listening. But one of these works is the externalization of the hierarchy, and she makes certain points. She writes about this period of transition, March 1934. She writes, one of the results of the world condition at this time is the speeding up of all the atomic lives upon and within the planet. This necessarily involves the increased vibratory activity of the human mechanism with a consequent effect upon the psychic nature, producing an abnormal sensitivity and psychic awareness. It would be of value here to remember that the condition of humanity at this time is not the result of simply one factor, but of several, all of them being active simultaneously, because this period marks the close of one age and the inauguration of the new. The factors to which I refer are primarily three in number. And point number two, she writes, I'm just going to give a little bit. The World War, as in World War I, marked a climax in the history of mankind, and its subjective effect was far more potent than has hitherto been grasped. Through the power of prolonged sound, carried forward as a great experiment on the battlefields all over the world during a period of 4 years, 1914 to 1918, and through the intense emotional strain of the entire planetary populace, the web of etheric matter, called the veil of the temple, quote-unquote, which separates the physical and astral planes, was rent or torn asunder, and the amazing process of unifying the two worlds of physical plane living and of astral plane experience was begun and is now slowly going on, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's how seriously what I would categorize as old school bad guys take what you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the inner temple's curtain ripped too when Christ died, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did that open us up to something higher as well, but in in the highest way, not.
And it's interesting, you know. I mean, those who would deny, you know, maybe say eschew the Bible or whatever. It's just interesting that this is how, you know, these folks, you know, refer to that.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna. I won't go any further into that. I'll leave it at that.
You know, it's funny. All through time, though, the alternative to the Bible and Jesus Christ is astrology. If you look into everything, the witchcraft, everything is based on astrology. I mean, even Mnuchin was at Fort Knox right as the eclipse, right? August 2018? Yeah, he grabbed Mitch McConnell and made him go with him. You know, and tweet out, oh, the gold is here. I mean, they're so intertwined with all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, Jesus has told me, don't worry, I have this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like crawling in the back of the cosmic clock and trying to see how all the workings are and getting slammed in the head as Mercury goes around or whatever, you know. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sure, they have influence. Everything has influence. But as observers, we have influence, too.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you want to influence? You know? So I really appreciate what you're doing, Chris. And I'm coming around to, like I'm saying, here I am out of here in nature and no symbols and everything. And I pity everyone that has to do their regular grind. And then they have the TV and the, how can they ever break free of it? You know, you have to really want to.
Yeah.
You have to want to, and I really appreciate you kind of putting your foot down and saying, no, nothing negative, we're doing Christmas.
I'm trying. I admit I feel like I'm doing an abysmal job, but I'm working on it.
No, you're not, and you're the one to do it, too. Big and strong,
well,
but with the same calm voice. I appreciate it. So if you could put those links in our chat room, I'd really like that. Thank you.
Which links specifically are you referring to?
The 1944 truce. In particular, I mean, I know about the 1914, and like I said, I found the Rappahannock, and thank Larry. It was very good. Now I'm in
Absolutely.
A competition. I'm looking for more truces.
Yeah. So
and
the,
I did send you, oh, I'm sorry, what?
The 1944, yeah, I'll throw that in there, and if there's anything else, yeah, feel free to mention that.
I sent to you a few different times, which is kind of along the lines of current, is that James Blount, he was a captain, British captain, NATO, and under Wes Clark, who, you know, gets this nice little spiel when he was running for president, all, you know, sweet and honest, and, oh, no, I went back because of Mother Army to...
Right.
91,
Oops.
And they told me all this, and blah, blah, blah.
Brilliant slip.
And then I'm thinking, so what went on between 91 and 2004? And here he was, it was SAC, you know, Allied commander of Europe, too, NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost started World War III. He tried to get them to kill off the Russians that got to the airport first. And this James Blount, who's also a singer, has that no bravery. If you could play part of that sometime, I'd really enjoy that. But you really need to see the footage, too. But no bravery, only sadness. You know, soldiers strong.
No bravery, only sadness.
Yeah, it has his video diary, and it starts out, he's all jolly and, you know, getting right there. And then you see, you know, all the children crying, tear-stained, waving arms. And, you know, they get everything, including the orphans. Don't let them do it.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chris. I'll get off of here. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mer. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, another bit of an extended musical interlude there, but hopefully that's not a bad thing. But back to the phones, Larry in Arizona. Thanks for calling. Welcome. Ah, we lost Larry. Well, feel free to call back, Larry. So. See, where was I? Don't want to focus on that other stuff. We want to focus. I think Patrick Henry was absolutely right. virtue, morality, and religion. Never goes out of style, always in season, I would say. You know, it's interesting. History is a funny thing. So that story that I mentioned, I think maybe we'll do that. A Closed Highway Opened Arts. Again, Charles Kuralt's words open the story. The everyday kindness of the back roads more than make up for the acts of greed in the headlines. And why those acts of greed in the headlines? Rhetorical question. Several years ago, our family of five began its annual Christmas trek to Grandma's house. As we traveled from Wisconsin to Indiana on Christmas Eve day, the weather became increasingly worse. Heavy snow continued to fall and high winds, which swept across the flat farmlands, whipped up the snow and dumped it into drifts across the highway, slowing traffic to a crawl. All movement came to a complete halt near an off-ramp when we encountered snow plows parked sideways across the road to block the highway. Their bundled-up operators, who stood beside the plows in the road, slogged to our car to inform us, "The highway's closed. This is as far as you can go." "But what can we do?" we asked. They replied, "There's a small church just down the road. They have opened its doors to stranded travelers." Creeping carefully down the off-ramp, we caught sight of a white wooden building with a spire that became our inn for Christmas Eve night. We entered the church and discovered a couple of hundred fellow travelers who had taken shelter. The refugees ran the gamut in age, from babies to old folks, representing all humanity. Even a few dogs huddled next to their masters. The church's young pastor evidently started a calling chain among his parishioners, asking for their help. They responded quickly by braving the bitter cold and deep snow to bring us blankets, pillows, cookies, and cakes. Then a contingent stayed on to turn the fellowship hall into an impromptu restaurant by preparing hot chili, cocoa, and coffee for the disconsolate guests. We sat around in small groups, disappointed that our anticipated plans with our loved ones had been ruined. As there were no cell phones in those days, there was a continuous long line of people impatiently waiting to use the church's wall phone to alert relatives to their safety, to tell them where they were, and that they would not be getting home for Christmas. Our daughter Deb brought her guitar with her. She took it out of its case and, while sitting on the gym floor, began to softly sing Christmas carols. Soon, a small group gathered around to join their voices with hers. They were to become our group for the rest of the time. Deb played quietly far into the night as people began to seek out pews, hallways, or floors on which to sleep. The young minister and his wife stayed at the church with us all night. When Christmas morning dawned, he led our rumpled, dispossessed group in our own private worship service. As the sun announced the arrival of the new day, a different batch of church members left their own Christmas preparations and plodded through the snow, bringing pancake mix, juice, and eggs to make us breakfast. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Day, the incomparable Doris Day, right? I do believe. Great stuff. Extended musical interludes. Hopefully folks don't mind. So we're focusing on the reason for the season and those kinds of things. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. All that kind of good stuff. So back to the story. This one titled A Closed Highway Opens Hearts. Opened Hearts. As the sun announced the arrival of the new day, a different batch of church members left their own Christmas preparations and plodded through the snow, bringing pancake mix, juice, and eggs to make us breakfast. Many of the dispirited visitors' thoughts traveled to the destination their bodies could not reach, and they envisioned blazing Christmas trees surrounded by piles of unopened presents. Since our new acquaintances replaced the families we could not be with, We spent the morning comparing stories. When noontime found us still snowbound, a second crew arrived to fix lunch. A mechanic left his warm home and family to work outside in the zero weather, jumping cars that had frozen overnight. A filling station owner interrupted his Christmas celebration to open his station so we could have gas in our tanks in case the roads became passable. Late in the afternoon, word arrived that one lane of a road had been cleared, so our family decided to try completing the journey to Indianapolis. After a harrowing 6-hour drive on slippery roads, we arrived at our grandparents' home late Christmas night. Although it was not the holiday we had planned, we all knew it was one we would remember when all the other ones were forgotten. We received a gift that could not fit under a tree, wrapped in the caring compassion of those church members. They put aside their own comfort and traditions to welcome us at their inn, not just with food, but with cheer and loving concern. We witnessed the true spirit of Christmas, of giving instead of receiving, by a congregation who set their own celebrations and enjoyment aside to care for strangers in their tiny town of Morocco, Indiana. And with that, back to the phones we go. Lloyd in Arizona, thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have Lloyd?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, Chris. Hey, I was just going to comment. This is probably... I don't know if it's negative or... I think most truth is not negative. I think truth is good. I guess you can have truth on a pessimistic or a positive side. Maybe there's two sides to the truth or there's the middle. But I think that it's weird that they are trying to impeach Trump on, what they're claiming, which is, attacking political opponents using foreign power based on the fact that he would withhold, foreign aid. Is that your take on why he's being impeached?
Say that again.
Is he being impeached because they're saying that he's promising foreign aid, if Ukraine investigates a political opponent, right? That's what they're saying they're impeaching Trump on.
Essentially, it all seems to come back, whatever the iteration or incarnation of the discussion, the good reason, like Alan Watts says, the two reasons you have the good reason, so-called, which comes back to a quid pro quo discussion of one variation or another, like what you're talking about. But I would speculate, I would conjecture that the real reason is it's a sort of Damocles, basically, to hang over his head and, I don't know. That's just my speculation.
Politically, right. Well, it's just weird because now he's a warmonger, like all of them. He doesn't use his power to stop what the powers that be or the secret societies, what they, how they control the military. He's not stopping them. He could at least publicly try to stop them. Maybe he says something, but he doesn't do anything that would stop the war machine. So he's a warmonger and declaring war, sending troops illegally. Why don't they impeach him on that?
Well, it's a fair quote. Don't confuse me with the facts. But when you say he is a warmonger, I think of Ralph McGahee's words from Deadly Deceits, his book back in 1983. the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors.
Right, and the so foreign policy these advisors are, the, are...
Yeah.
They're put in so, there by Council on Foreign Relations, right?
Trilateral Commission, other, yeah, special interest groups, yep.
Right. Like when Hillary said, I'm glad I can be at the State Department right across the street from the Council on Foreign Relations, and that's how I can, right. We can know what to do.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, so it just seems like in Christmas cheer, I'm just going to say that in front of everything to make it sound like Christmassy. In Christmas cheer, we should, scratch the warmongering. What about his... continuing to debase our currency and impoverish my children down the road by just taxing us through inflation. That is horribly unethical. And if they're just, they're impeaching kind of right and left here. I mean, they should all be impeached. Every president should be impeached at least since Lincoln, including Lincoln.
Yeah.
It seems like. And so it just seems like they're willing to, I don't know, I guess it just hides the fact, maybe they're just showing them, you know, hey, don't worry that we're, you know, continuing to inflate.
Well,
and your
again,
prices will,
you know,
go up.
You're since the CIA was institutionalized in the 1940s, you know, out of the ashes of the OSS and that, you know, British intrigue, you're talking about the institutionalizing of the kind of intrigue and deception and espionage that makes the mob look like kindergarten and is just, I mean, you know, incredibly skilled with, scientific whatever and military precision at suborning folks, as John Brennan would say, and bragging about it. And then, you know, if you get out of hand, you don't do what you're supposed to do, then, you know, we will compromise you one way or another. We'll burn you. You know, either you'll be marginalized and discredited publicly and or assassinated, you know, you'll be suicided, something like that. So when these kinds of discussions arise historically, I usually say, you know, wouldn't it be great if we all as Americans could say, hey, if Donald Trump is trying to do what he has said at certain points and he's not just another lackey, another toady who campaigned on a platform that he immediately turned around on, you know, 180 degrees on certain planks. Wouldn't it be great if we all could realize that maybe there's something more going on behind the scenes, and maybe Bill Hicks was onto something when he said, you know, president gets elected, secret room in the White House. Footage of the JFK assassination rolls, but it's from a different vantage point than the Zapruder footage. And then, you know, the lights come back on. Any questions? If we all understood things like that may happen, then I think we'd have more compassion, I think. And I don't know. Who knows?
He's probably playing. He's playing his part, saying this is condemnable. They're going to impeach me, when really he knows, you know, what power do I have, really. This is just part of the theater. And, but we know that. And it is frustrating, but it's also, I would say that it does show that, they could impeach these presidents for anything over the years from things they've done. Right now, they're doing it, and people say, oh, they hate Donald Trump, but he's on their team, you know? Of course they don't hate him. He's, you know, and so they don't hate him, but the theater is really ramping up. Maybe that's because, and this is some holiday cheer, I think it's because people are awakening to the fact that the presidential bankers are trying to trash our customs and our culture and debasing the currency. And so I think that's my holy day cheer message. Is I think people are waking up because they have to pull these stunts. It's like any you know, false flag operations they have to pull with you know, concerning guns. It's because, you know, they're having a hard time changing the minds of people, and I think that more and more people. Now, the only problem is we have apathy. We all have a lot of apathy, and so, okay, yeah, the government prints money. I've asked people that all the time. Yeah, they know that. Or maybe they're just saying that they know that, just so they don't sound silly. But most people are aware that they print money based on nothing, backed by nothing.
Do you think? I mean, it would be one thing if the government was doing it, but when that power is passed into the hands of a private coterie of folks, that's, you know, that's something right. Even more nefarious.
Yeah, maybe that's the difference, where people are, yeah, government prints money, but they say government prints money when in reality it's a private corporation.
As the St. Louis Fed, who owns the Federal Reserve Banks in plain English, and they say, the Federal Reserve itself says the Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. Really? Well, that's interesting. So is the Fed private or public, they ask? The answer is both. Ah, fascism. Beautiful.
Yeah, fascism. Great. Yay. Yeah, which we're in full-blown fascism. Full-blown. I mean, it's way more than anything Mussolini could have conjured up. But yeah, it's fasci. It's the merging of the corporate and the state.
It's just the good administration of government. It's apolitical, they say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, in holiday cheer, we need to have faith, hope, and charity. And the hope is that, you know, we can seek out the truth still. There's countries, places on Earth where it's very difficult to seek out truth and to find it. And the hope, another hope would be that we still have the Holy Spirit that can guide us and be the, what do you say? The decoder ring, right?
Right.
It's still all around us. So we still have that. You know, whether or not they're trying to slowly enslave us, well, they are. But the fact that they are doesn't negate God's power and the Holy Spirit. So we still have that to fight with. If it's a spiritual war, then we still have to fight that way. And I think you have an awesome show. I think that exposure is number one. You have to be aware. Must be aware. Jesus would not be chastising the Pharisees unless he wanted us and the people that were there at the time to be aware of the problem. He would never chastise them publicly, but he did constantly. Was constantly chastising, like a negative Nelly. Little negative Nelly Jesus was constantly doing that. There must have been a reason for it. And so, you know, that was to be, you know, raise the awareness of it. Anyways, thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for your show.
You bet. Thank you, Lloyd. Much appreciated. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. A few thoughts. What was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, my mind thinks of a few things. Those comments in mind, and I will tell you what those are when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Come Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane, fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is...
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire's glow.
does he glow? He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Welcome back.
And I brought lots of corn for popping.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, December 19th, 2019. So some of the thoughts that I think of, again, you know, from yesterday's broadcast, Titus 1:15, that idea, you know, to the pure, all things are pure. We all have to decide for ourselves, though. So Romans 14:5, one person regards one day above another, another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. So, you know, to Lloyd's point, you know, what we do with this awareness, I think, you know, we all must decide for ourselves. And as I usually say, you know, like Lloyd was saying, the secret decoder ring, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Understand the Bible, you know, to the natural man, it doesn't make any sense. 1 Corinthians 2 is a reference to what I call the secret decoder ring. From there, Matthew 5:43 and 44, I think. You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. What can you do with this? And what breaks a person's heart? You know, what is crushing? What causes repentance, so to speak? It's not the judgment, it's the love. You know, you think of, I think of Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's that kind of thing that you, once you get a hold of those kinds of things, it breaks your heart. John 8:31 and 32, that's an interesting little discussion that's being had. Jesus is having with some folks, and in verses 31 and 32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Luke 6:26-38 and Matthew 6:33. That's it. I'll leave it at that. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure, and I hope it was uplifting as much as anything in the spirit of the season and the reason for the season. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all my years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born.
More apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.